Let's go to Kelly Hines with the Tulsa World. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us. All right. About an hour and a half ago, we heard that Mike Gundy was coming to Arkansas. Now it seems like that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it seems like that's the case. If he indeed did have the offer, it appears as of right now he hasn't accepted it. I'm not sure that he's denied it, turned it down either. But as of right now, it seems like that is not a done deal.
And Kelly, he has talked with both Arkansas and Tennessee, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I guess my next line of questioning is he trying to get something more out of Oklahoma State?
That's kind of what it seems. There's been a lot of speculation about that after last season, which was a great season for him and the program. He had some heated contract negotiations with the athletic director, Mike Holder, and neither side really wanted to budge. And they finally, after ongoing disputes, settled on what was a really great contract for Mike Gundy. But even after he got the contract he wanted, there's still a lot of tension between the two sides just because of how everything went down. And it seems as if Gundy's made some comments in the past that he doesn't want to play tough non-conference opponents, and the university administration kind of disagrees with him on that. So it seems as if, like, scheduling was one of the things that he would like more control over, and just other things. It seems like this was more about control than money, because he's making a lot of money. So it doesn't really seem like that was something that he would want, or even another contract. But I could see, after being offered from another school, him going to the administration, to Mike Holder, and saying, okay, this is what they're offering me. These are things that I want if I'm going to stay here.
Yeah, that was going to be kind of my next question, was what more does he want, you know, if he wasn't happy with his contract there at Oklahoma State, and if he was looking, you know, to change the schedule or whatever, was it to make it easier? Or because if you go to an SEC school, you know, it's probably going to be one of the toughest schedules you can play.
Yes, when OSU opened the season against Savannah State and kind of got some flack for that, and that was because of some scheduling issues, but he said he had zero problem playing schools like Savannah State. And Boone Pickens had said that he doesn't want to play teams like that, and he
right.
wants to play, you know.
They want to play the best of the best every week and show off what they got and what they can do, yeah.
He wanted to play Notre Dame. That was his dream matchup. And now they have they're going to open next season in Houston against Mississippi State, and that's more of a Boone Pickens-approved season opener, whereas Gundy would like to play teams that he doesn't have to stress all during August about, like when they opened the season against Georgia a few years ago, and he was very stressed out over that. But if you want to be a big-time coach and turn your team into a big-time program, you're going to have to play those teams. It's just he has a different view on it than Mike Holder and Boone Pickens, definitely.
When schedules are being made, are they just 1 year in advance or 2 or 3 years in advance? And so how much would he have an influence, you know, on next year's or 2 years? You know, how much in advance do these schedules come out?
Typically, in years past, they would come out several years in advance, like 3 or 4. But because of the Big 12 realignment and all of that,
I got you.
The non-conference schedule got shifted around, and they have now one fewer non-conference game. So they didn't even have the Savannah State game mapped out until less than a year in advance. And then they just, a few months ago, set the season opener for next year, and now they're working on the one for the next year. So most of the others were already figured out, but usually like one or two a year hadn't been quite settled.
Now, Kelly, how much does, obviously, it's out there that T. Boone Pickens plays a big part in what goes on at Oklahoma State. And Mike Gundy being a former player there, graduated from the school, does that carry any weight with T. Boone and the administration there? Hey, he's our head coach. Let's let him kind of do what he wants to do, or is it like you said, you know, he wanted to do this, but he's getting some flack for it.
I think initially it was that way, but then after the contract negotiations, I think that changed everything with Holder and with Ben Pickens, and especially with the Board of Regents. I think they didn't like how they were being treated in response to all of that, and for Gundy to be an OSU guy, they, I think, thought that things would go a lot more smoothly than it did, and so they probably view him as someone who's replaceable to some extent, even though he is an OSU guy.
So if he doesn't get, well, we don't think he's going to get the Arkansas job. What if he doesn't get the Tennessee job that he's also been rumored to be in line for over there? What's next for him? Stay put and then have a little bit of egg on your face?
I think that he probably, before he, if he has turned down the Arkansas job and if he is going to turn down Tennessee, I think before either of those would happen, he would have gone to Mike Holder and to Boone Pickens, and he would have been granted some things first, I think, before he would decide to stay. So, yeah, I think if he does stay, he's going to have a bit more leverage than if none of this had happened. And I think that was part of his, you know, power play before all of this came up. I don't know how initially legitimately interested he was in leaving. Maybe along the way he heard some things that were really tempting, especially if he was going to be the big man on campus, what he wants to be. I think there are probably some things that were tempting from both schools. And maybe change of scenery would be good for him. But I think if he stays, it's because they're willing to grant him some things that he didn't have before.
What Mike Gundy's offense, we've seen it. We know that he's able to do what he – recruit Texas. We know he's able to do that. We see the talent that he's been able to bring in there, most notably Brandon Whedon. Would his system work in the SEC? And when I ask you that question, I mean it because a lot of people were saying A&M's system wouldn't work, and look at what Kevin Sumlin was able to do, bring that into the SEC, and it's worked this year. Could Mike Gundy bring his system and have it work in the SEC?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think there would be a transition, but yeah, I think it would work there.
As far as his staff, would he you think he has his same staff from Oklahoma State? They would all travel over with him, or would he be looking at, you know, maybe a new defensive coordinator or a new coordinator somewhere? Or do you think everybody would go with him?
I think his defensive coordinator currently probably wouldn't want to make the move. He's getting a little up there in age, and I would imagine that he would like to stay in Stillwater. I could see if Gundy left, he would want to maybe be reunited with Joe DeForest, who's defensive coordinator at West Virginia now. They're very close friends. And then regarding an offensive coordinator, I think OSU's current offensive coordinator, Todd Monken, would probably be in line to potentially replace Gundy, so I guess it would depend on that. But if he didn't replace him, I would think Gundy would probably want to take him with him.
Kelly, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
No problem.